You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reports are from Diana Rossini and Jeff Rebeck from The Athletic. Steve Bisciotti fired John Harbaugh over a phone call. Did he do him dirty?
I don't like that. Yeah, if that's just, if I'm going to go with this as being in fact true. I don't think it's. I mean, there's a lot here because this is someone who was, you know, second most tenured coach in the league. He's been successful. He's the winningest coach in Ravens history. He's brought you Super Bowls, goes to the playoffs every year. Been to, you know, playoffs last three seasons and would have gone this year if not for a missed field goal.
Four AFC championship games?
Yeah. I just think you have enough goodwill built up. There should be a reservoir that's there that, you know, warrants a better, a better ending than that, than we just give you, call you. I'm sorry, I just do.
Did he do him dirty? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mark in Baltimore. What to do, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I believe we need a coach with a defensive background, in my opinion, just because of the blown fourth quarter leads we've had over the last three or four years. Mm-hmm. I want somebody that's going to be aggressive in the fourth quarter, and that could put his foot down if the defensive coordinator's not being aggressive, to say. I felt like that was one of my biggest criticisms of Harbaugh. As great as he was, he never really took the approach of overruling his either one of the coordinators, really.
Hey, Mark, can I give a counter to your point about losing late leads? They lost late leads because the defense gave up points, but also during that time, the offense wasn't scoring. So I don't think the offense put their foot on their throats either.
The defense on the field a long time.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you, you and I had the same philosophy, just different sides of the football.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, by the way, real quick, do you think Bisciotti did Harbaugh dirty?
Yes. After 18 years, I thought he at least deserved the respect of, you know, bringing him into the office and having a sit-down meeting. To fire somebody over the phone is, to me, that's unprofessional on Bisciotti's part.
Thanks a lot.
He deserved better than that.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it, man. Owings Mills, Wes. What's going on, Wes?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right. Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just calling in to talk about the private versus public yesterday.
Saturday.
I was out there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Saturday. Yep. Saturday. My daughter's team played right before yours, and I saw you out there coaching. You did a great job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Wes. I do appreciate it, man. It was a good game. Polly's always a tough matchup. Are you a Ravens fan?
Yes.
Did Bisciotti do Harbaugh dirty, in your opinion?
Yeah, you can't find somebody over a phone call. That's rough.
Do you have a different level of respect for Bisciotti now?
As far as how he handles his football business, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Hey, Wes, thanks a lot. Real quick, what school does your daughter go to?
Pikesville.
Okay, that was a tough game for you guys, man. Mike Dukes is my boy, though. That was a tough game.
Yeah. You know my wife from AAU and stuff. You know my daughter. But it was tough. But we're gonna be better. It was just, you know, a real physical game.
Y'all win y'all six this year, no doubt about it. I think Wes, I do know who you are now. Yes, absolutely. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Did he do him dirty? Let's go to Essex and get Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't think he did him dirty, but you never know what came into play when Bisciotti had to make his final decision. I just want to say about Kevin Stefanski, I don't like that hire at all. Not just what do you think the people are going to say the way he handled Shador? You think he's really going to be able to deal with Lamar and his personality? What's going to be the first time when he calls him number 8? And not calling by his name. I would like Jim Schwartz. I think with Schwartz, what the Ravens need, they don't need an offense-centric coach. I think they need somebody that's not going to, like you guys just said, that's not going to take the gas off. Harbaugh had both the offense and defense take the gas off. We lost this season against Buffalo. Lamar started the game off. He was calling his plays. He was making calls, audibles. He made that great audible for a touchdown. All of a sudden, as soon as the game got tough, guess what happened? They stopped talking to him. I remember it used to be a time when Harbaugh would come on the sidelines and say, hey, Lamar, that's what you want to do. You want to go for it? What do you want to do? I've never seen Harbaugh and Lamar talk on camera since. I can't tell you when. So that's how I feel.
Jonathan, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ken in Annapolis. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to call to make a case for a defensive coach, but I had a question about the Harbaugh firing. I thought, I guess the phone call, I thought the original report was that, like, Bisciotti and Harbaugh had, a long meeting when he first got, fired, and that's what eventually led to it. I'm confused, I guess, how it changed from a long meeting where they talked to each other to now a phone call.
You know what?
I think the meeting takes place days later.
Yeah.
When they had a long conversation that was more in-depth with the reasons for the firing. That's what I read.
The next day they met face to face.
Yeah.
The original termination was by the telephone. You know, maybe the call went like this, Ed. Listen, we're going to move in another direction. You and I can meet tomorrow whenever you get a chance or whatever, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to move in another direction.
When emotions calm down and all that stuff, they talked.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm sure this question will come up. Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta, who will have a press conference tomorrow. Let's go to Delaware and get Rob. What's up, Rob?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic weekend of football. Unlike Ravens weren't there, but those were some great games.
What's on your mind, buddy? Did they do them dirty?
All right. Well, if this is true, that just tells me that Bisciotti had no intentions of Harbaugh being fired, released, whatever. He called to say, this has to happen. I want it done. And Harbaugh must have balked on it. And then he flew in. No, Bisciotti's not that guy to do it over the phone. I think he may have been just taken way off guard that Harbaugh dug in and said, nope, I'm not doing it. He gave him a 3-year extension. He's an awesome, awesome leader. But those coordinators definitely had to be replaced. And that's my take.
Well, 3-year extensions or extensions for head coaches don't mean you mean to keep him around that whole time. You don't want a lame duck coach.
No.
You don't want a coach with 1 year left on his contract. That to me is bad business.
Yeah. Players want some stability. You have to have that.
410-583-1057. Nancy in Delaware is an Eagles fan. She wants to weigh in on what we were talking about earlier with the Eagles. What's up, Nancy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I listen to you every morning on my way to school. I substitute teach. Mm-hmm. And you piqued my interest with your comments about A.J. Brown because I've wanted him gone for more than a year now.
Yeah.
And I think he's just a problem. I think he's not a team player, and it just irritates the bejesus out of me that God gave him that much talent, because it would be better served in someone else's body.
He's a deflector. He's a deflector. He dropped two yesterday. He dropped one before he started bitching and complaining, and then he dropped the crucial third down one later on. Stop deflecting and catch the ball.
Yes, he did. And I wanted to call in the other reason, because he took a swipe at the fan base. And I wanted you to know that there are some of us out there that are Philadelphia Eagles fans that are absolutely delightful and fun to be around and very reasonable people. So
Nancy, I got two questions for you. Number one, who took a swipe at Philly's fans? That's number one. Number two, where are these delightful Eagles fans that you speak of?
I took a swipe.
You took a swipe.
That's
okay.
Why I'm calling.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling.
I mean, I come in from. I was jumped at a Philadelphia Eagle when I was. My friends were. We went to see the Giants play the Eagles on a charter bus when I was a cop in Greenwich Village. And the Giants won.
Nancy, you are delightful.
We're leaving the stadium, and these guys were just, they literally jumped and started beating up some of our guys. They didn't know there was like 30 of us rounding the corner.
They messed around and found out.
Yeah. They got their ass kicked. I mean, they got a beating like they probably still didn't forget, because, this was serious stuff. This wasn't like they were just harassing verbally. They were grabbing our guys and,
You know the worst time to find out? Comes after you mess around.
Yes.
That's the worst time to find out.
Yeah.
I want to find out before I mess
around.
And
the problem is, when I tell people the story, they relate other bad experiences they've had at Eagles games. I'm like, no. Not good people there. The fans are nuts. And I heard terrible stories from Sean and others about the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Jim Duquette joins us. Going to talk about MLB realignment at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to talk about the divisional round matchups coming up. But we still want to take your phone calls on this. Did Steve Bisciotti do John Harbaugh dirty? Or was that the price of business? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Man, did Steve Bisciotti do John Harbaugh dirty? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan. Fired him over the phone. We don't know exactly how that went down. There will be a press conference with Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta tomorrow, and I'm sure that question will be asked. Rush in Havana Grace. What's up, Rush?
How we doing, guys? Yeah, I was driving when I first heard that, and I cringed. I'm like, man, you don't do that to a guy. But if you look at the history of Harbaugh and his ego, I'm thinking something happened either prior to that, or there were some suggestions made. He didn't want it. And Bisciotti said, I'm done. Make a phone call. And I like what you just said in regards to let the emotions calm. Let's get, you know, let's do this and let's come back in, you know, 12, 14 and whatever, how many hours it was, and talk like unemotional human beings. So I would bet money that Harbaugh did this to himself.
Why? What because he refused to fire his coordinators? If that's the case, what are you basing it on? I was curious.
He said his ego.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm just basing this on the history of Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh. I look at his ego and where it has taken him, and games lost because he's playing for, you know, his glory instead of the win.
Well, see, that makes no sense whatsoever.
His glory
is the win. Yeah, I mean, you're not making any sense. I'm not trying to bust your balls. I'm just trying to get an answer out of you. Like,
you're going to jade this however you think about Harbaugh. You're gonna side how whatever you think about
exactly
Harbaugh.
His ego. Show me a coach in league doesn't have an ego. Show me one. Show me a successful man that doesn't have an ego.
I was about to say that. I mean, forget about coaching.
Yeah, I mean.
Forget about coaching.
Anybody, come on. Yeah. And it's doing of his own ego and not the win. I don't think so. This is just someone who's, I think, predisposed not to like Harbaugh.
I agree with you 100%. And you know what gets me? I don't like him, but I'm not going to make up stuff, man.
I know. I mean,
I'm not going to make up stuff about him.
I mean, the problem is, I do like him, but I'm still just asking people to just make their case. I'm not disagreeing, but you can say that, but you got to make your case.
Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ed, you and Rob.
Morning.
Hey, real quick, I got a statement, and I'm going to answer a question, okay? The statement is that I think that from what I hear, they did do him wrong. I think that this is a top-notch organization. You always hear it in the news and everywhere. I think they could have did it better. I think they did it a little more professional, regardless if you're a Harbaugh fan, if it's ego or whatever it is. It doesn't mean that Bashai shouldn't have did the right thing and handled it in a professional way. But the other question I got for you guys, does slander, and I'll tell you why, is slander even a thing? Because I don't really want to mention a podcast without your permission, but I seen something this weekend, and the guy was like, I know for a fact, I got people in the locker room that Harbaugh, you know, called Lamar and said this, and then Lamar called Bashai, and next thing you know, Harbaugh was fired. And at some point, if you say, I know this for a fact that this happened and it really didn't happen, is that slander? I mean,
well, it's funny you mention that. Let me explain how it works. For public figures, the bar is much higher to prove slander and libel and things like that. But if the thing they have to prove is exactly what you just said, because someone wrote something about me that wasn't true, completely untrue. They made a video. They did all kinds of stuff to hurt me. And I called a celebrity Hollywood lawyer. He said, well, the problem is you're like the ultimate public figure. You were police chief in three departments. You're now on the radio. You're on television. So when you're a public figure, you have to prove in court that they, in fact, knew it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that they
made it up.
Yeah. They in fact, know it's not true, and they went ahead with it anyway. That's the burden of proof, which is really hard to prove. So that's the answer I can give you with slander and things like that. It's a really high bar when you talk about public figures.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's funny that I hear people saying that Bashai didn't fire him in a decent way. You know, I've never been in a position where I had a job where they got to give you advance notice when they're going to fire you. You know,
not advance notice, but usually they just do it face to face.
We mean over the phone as opposed to face to face is what we're talking about, Chris.
Right, but I'm just saying they can fire you email, they can fire you. He's the owner, he can fire you any way
Chris, I mean, yes, he can, but it's different. Like, you know, you say you're working as a, you know, an employee at the Gap or something, and you've been there a year, and they call you up and say, you know, we're letting people go, and you that's different. You're an 18-year head coach.
Well, not only that, let's say, Chris, right now I can say, Chris, I completely disagree with you. Or I can say, Chris, you're out of your mind. You're a moron. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say either one, but which one is more respectful? Well, Chris, I just disagree with you. That's more. You can do what you want and say what you want. That ain't right. Mm-hmm. Just because you have the right doesn't make it right. Let's go to another Chris, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Rob, Kamesh, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, it's been a while, man. I was having a rough week, but I'm glad the Dirty Birds lost because I don't got to hear it at Fort Dix, New Jersey anymore. they absolutely did him wrong, Rob. Absolutely. When you know that feeling, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I've never seen a coach have so much bad luck with his own players. I mean, just unbelievable bad luck by his own players. You go back to these games, man. 2020 with the Titans. You remember Lamar Jackson's fumble in the third quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Turned it over completely. 2021 versus the Bills. 101-yard interception, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was crazy. It's Bengals, 23.
Snoops.
Snoop fumbled it.
Yes, that
Huntley fumbled
yes.
it. 2024 with the Chiefs. Zay Flowers fumbles it.
Was it bad luck when you gave your running back six carries? Was that bad luck or bad planning? It's not all bad luck. You know what I mean? Luck happens, but a lot of this luck is created by it's a balance. It's give and take. You don't have that many years of bad luck. It was a bad luck when
they had crazy things though. I disagree with the running back stuff too. It's like that's I have a lot of problems with that. But they have had some wild, freaky thing. That Huntley one was nuts. Fumbles the ball up in the air. Defensive lineman returns it for 95 yards or whatever for a touchdown. Like, when does that happen? Like, there's some crazy endings to these games.
Let's go to Keith in Conowingo. What's up, Keith?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. I almost said Vinny.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, I know it's all just speculation at this point, but my feeling on it is either Harbaugh, you know, obviously said something that pissed Bashotti off, or Bashotti didn't have courage to face Harbaugh, but maybe he just, you know, after all that time, they developed such a close bond that he didn't want to face him and fire him.
See, all these things are just so far-fetched, man. I mean, did he do him dirty or not? Maybe he saw this. Maybe he did that. Maybe he pissed him off. Then you say maybe Steve Bisciotti, the billionaire, didn't have the courage to say that to Harbaugh? Only time you don't have courage to do something because you fear consequences. What consequences is Steve Bisciotti going to fear from firing Harbaugh face to face? You lie and do cowardly things when you fear consequences. What are the consequences of Steve Bisciotti looking at John Harbaugh face to face and firing him? Maybe Steve Bisciotti said, I fired him over the phone because I could. You know what I mean? I just don't like going that far.
I don't either.
On the speculation, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.